Following my retirement from active military service, I was at a loss for something worthwhile to do. In retirement, I missed the meaning and purpose the military had given my life. The same is no doubt true for many old soldiers. For nearly 2 years, I tried writing, teaching, and military contracting. None of these gave me the same feeling I had experienced in uniform. Something was missing. Although not conscious of it at the time, I ultimately sought out a second profession that provided me what I needed most. This unlikely record of events concerns my initial period of service with the UN. It is unlikely because, looking back at my fledgling years with the organization, I find it difficult to believe it all happened. And yet it certainly did. There are simply too many credible and usually sober eyewitnesses to confirm the facts. This sometimes tragic history involves multiple rape victims, child soldiers, blood diamonds, kidnappings, invasions, emergency evacuations, refugee camp violence, gunfights, jihadist suicide bombings, the abuse of power, institutional corruption, political expediency, and betrayal. I never imagined that my choice of the UN might nearly result in my own death, or the death of someone I loved. I was wrong.